Hello, welcome back to Tweet Deleting Podcast, where we chat about realistic leadership theories, and we are on our final theories of youth, young people, and this is not our final, it's going to be more in different contexts of young people, but this is one of our series that we're talking about how to use young people's voices more. Youth are the now, and they're not the future. And I've been saying that for the past 3 episodes. They're the now, not the future. And let's go into the context of youth making actual change. And there are young people who are out there in society who are making actual change. Jalees, you are making actual change in your role as a leader, or an innovator, a creator, a servant leader. That's how you describe yourself, a servant. Yeah. Someone who is actually doing great things in something like that. Tell us a little bit about you, Jalees. I know we could get into that. Tell us a little bit about you, someone who loves to give back. Let's start the convo like that. Yeah.
I am like the worst person to talk about myself. I am a lifelong volunteer. I love helping out where I can. If there's someone I can help, I have the capacity to do it, I will do it.
Right.
If somebody asks me to show up for them, I will show up. I will literally rearrange my schedule to make sure that I can show up. I love being there. I love being there for others. Mm. I'm really bad at thinking about myself sometimes. And
that's okay.
And where I see someone making great change, I want to be able to motivate them. Because I know that there's so many people capable of so many things. And it's important that they hear voices of positivity that are rooting for them, for their success, and for their journey. Because sometimes success doesn't come easily. Most of the time, success doesn't come easily. I volunteer in very different spaces, actually. When my boss hears the different spaces that I'm in, she's like, what? I volunteer in the agricultural space, with sovereignty space. I volunteer in youth empowerment as a whole. I always bring the youth voice everywhere that I go. And in different organizational meetings, I always say, okay, but when do you have the youth voice be a part of this? How are you teaching them? You're worried about this not happening anymore. Have you thought about passing it down, passing it over, passing on the knowledge?
Yeah.
And so I'm everywhere and nowhere. I'm very much a homebody. So I typically schedule around my power level for the day to deal with people.
But I
always push myself to get out there and be in my community and serve my community as much as possible.
And you know, as young leaders and leaders on fire, we, in order for us to make actual change, we also have to guard our energy, protect our energy as to where we do. And I go into this context of how are you protecting your energy when you're going out there working so hard and passionately for you? How do you gain that balance and stuff like that?
Setting the limits. That's something I had to learn the hard way. I've been volunteering or been a mentor for youth as a youth. Mm-hmm. So I'm still youth. Yeah. So it's been like 11 years that I've been volunteer or mentor or part of my community in some way, somehow. And I've learned that as an introvert, like, I'm not always going to have the energy for it. I'm not always going to want to do it. But setting my limits, understanding my own capacity is really important. Mm-hmm. But then also having those boundaries, understanding, like, yes, I'm committed. And yes, I don't have the energy. So I'd say boundaries, discipline, and commitment.
Yeah, I totally agree. You have to have the boundaries. You have to have the limitations when it comes down to what you limit yourself to. And as a new nonprofit leader, Someone who is actually going out and now having to guard my energy and to save my energy for certain things, like that's so important. And I find that more important now as someone who is tirelessly going out there to serve community. But also, in order for me to make actual change, I need to make sure that I'm showing up with the right energy. And not the energy of attitude, not the energy of don't bother me, but the energy of passion and the energy of empathizing with others and the energy of showing up in the ways. What are some tips that you have for people who want to make actual change in their respective roles of leadership?
Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time we are our worst enemy. We are always our worst enemy. We always have this moment of negative talk for ourselves. Like I speak to a lot of, I speak to a lot of people, whether or not I feel like it that day. And the one thing that I'll always say if I'm showing up to speak to somebody or I'm doing a presentation is I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I, not because I have to be. I chose this. I understand what's ahead of me, and I want to inspire somebody today, and I want them to know that they have the power to do things. And sometimes we have to be the ones to say that to ourselves. I have the power to do this. I'm capable of this. No, it's not going to be easy, but I knew that coming into this, and I'm going to keep working at it. Even when I don't want to, I'm going to have the discipline to do so because I am capable of making change. And this changes, and if the change is especially not just for you, oh, this changes for my community. This changes for the people who live in my community. This changes for the people around me. And I won't have to do it alone. And I'm not going to do it alone. Don't do it alone. Have your support system. Have that support. And encourage yourself. In every step, when it gets hard, encourage yourself and keep going.
And that's so important. Don't do it alone. Like, a lot of people wanna be competing. Like, don't be competitors. Like, you wanna work with people, like connect with your community, connect with persons who are actually wanna work alongside you. Yeah, don't do it alone. Make sure that you're actually getting out there and connecting with people who have similar work or passions as you, and you wanna go out there and connect with them to bring forward or build that project to where you want it to be.
Absolutely.
What are like the projects or the actual change that Future North has made in the lives of young people? Share some testimonials and some initiatives that you have done that inspired you of the actual change that they have seen and they're doing.
Wow, there are so many. We have a lot
I
of
know.
we have a lot of youth-led initiatives. We believe in supporting youth-led projects in our community, and so there have been so many. One of the greatest ones in terms of like size, not in terms of ability to make change, that I've had the pleasure of being part of is the Culture of the North. You BIPOC Youth Taking Action project. And so it started off as two high school students just wanting to understand how cultural education within their school system and the things that are being said about different cultures and ethnicities changes the outcome of graduation rates, as well as the outcome of like the way that discrimination is dealt with within the school as a whole. And we did the preliminary, they did the preliminary research. Future North, we act as if they're admin, their support staff, if you will. So if there's something they need to get the information for or the research, we help them find the databases and all of the information. We help them go through the process of completing the study and creating the actual booklets for passing out through our community and really, you know, getting the word out there and just spreading their message. And they wanted to see improvement. They wanted to see improvement in the way that discrimination and racism was dealt with within the school. They wanted to see improvement in cultural education. They wanted students to be able to share their culture and tradition and not feel like they're going to be judged for it. And they wanted to understand it from all perspectives. So they did research with students, they did research with teachers, and they did research with those who are becoming teachers, so those in teachers' college, to really have a well-rounded understanding of what's happening within their schools. And out of that project, they created an action plan. They wanted next steps, like immediately. They wanted to see the change happen now. And so we applied for funding through the Tamarack Institute for the change to start happening. And it was amazing. They wanted to see an equity action team. They wanted better cultural education, not only for high school students, but they understood that that has to start early. That has to start in elementary school. So the first project they did, they got, I believe it was $5,000 of funding in order to do their research. The second round that we had applied for was $55,000 of funding. And we implemented that as an art-based culture project within two high schools, a BIPOC library, so cultural education library for high schools, and cultural education library for elementary schools. EDI training for the students, and an equity action team that would work hand-in-hand with administration to help deal with episodes or issues of discrimination within the school. We did some EDI training with librarians. We did an amazing project with the students. The students learned so much and got to share their lived experience. And we were able to connect with community partners. And the two high school students that started with us, not only were they a part of our youth expert panel, one of those students is actually the co-chair at a board of directors for Future North now, has made amazing community change in our district and continues to make change. So it has been absolutely amazing. And what we learned from that is there are so many youth that see the issues. If you give them the space and support, they can make monumental change in their community. But not only their community, they will know that they're able to make the same change or bigger change anywhere else. They just need that foundation of support. They just need someone who's going to say, I am here with you. Anything you need, let me know. I am on this journey with you. I will support you, and we can do this together. You're not alone in it.
Wow. That's so important, and that's so good that you to say that, and thank you for sharing those stories that inspired us to move forward. And before we wrap up this episode, like, what are like some inspiration? Because you know, like, there are a lot of people who want to make these change and initiatives, and make sure it's making actual change. It's not just doing it for the doing it's sake. Make actual change. What is like the quote that you have for us that's going to allow people to be inspired?
So, funny enough, this is a quote that I had wrote for myself maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And it says, set your limits, strengthen your boundaries, and set your intentions. Mm-hmm. Got to take care of yourself first. And I wrote that because sometimes we have the right intentions, but we don't have strong boundaries, and we don't have any limits, or we don't understand our limits. And you can't spread yourself so thin that you are not you anymore, because that takes away from your drive, that takes away from your passion. And you have to take care of yourself first. You got to pour into you so that you can pour into others. So it's really important that you love yourself, and that you understand your intentions, and that you really strengthen those boundaries.
Strengthening boundaries is so important in order for change to happen. I love that. Jalees Keating, amazing servant, leader, servant, servant of passion, of volunteerism, of everything. It was such an amazing pleasure to have you on, and we need to have you more on another time for some more conversations. Absolutely. But we appreciate your time and your energy and your knowledge and you share it. And I hope that our listening audience will be able to take what you've said and to apply them actually into some of the practices today and to make actual change. Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see you somewhere in audience. Okay. We'll see you in the next episode. Have a great rest of your day. And yeah, go.
Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.